Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 5th. Today's word is bereft, spelled B-E-R-E-F-T. Bereft is an adjective that means deprived or robbed of the possession or use of something, and it's usually used with of, as in bereft of. It can also mean lacking something needed, wanted, or expected, which is also used with of. Bereft can also mean suffering the death of a loved one, a synonym of bereaved. Here's the word used in a sentence from Joseph Conrad's Chants. The sustaining whirlwind had let her down to stumble on again, bereft of moral support, which is wanted in life more than all the charities of material help. In Old English, the verb bereafian meant to plunder or rob. The modern equivalent and descendant of bereafian is bereave, a verb that implies that you have robbed or stripped someone of something, often suddenly and unexpectedly, and sometimes by force. Bereft comes from the past participle of bereave. Shakespeare uses the participle in The Merchant of Venice when Bassanio tells Portia, "Madam, you have bereft me of all words." But by Shakespeare's day, bereft was also being used as an adjective. The bard uses it in The Taming of the Shrew as a newly obedient and docile Katharina declares, "A woman moved is like a fountain troubled, muddy, thick, bereft of beauty." With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.